My friend asked me, if you could be any animal, what animal would you choose to be? And I said, an eagle. And he said, why? So you could fly? And I said, no, so I could finally have sex with eagles. That used to be my best joke. For years. Look at me now, it's my second best joke. I've come a long way. No, it was my best joke, and I had to stop telling it because I was tired of people coming up to me after shows and going, hey, love that joke where you fuck a bird. How about my other stuff? Not so much. Prefer the bird fucking stuff. More believable. That bird joke got me in trouble one time. I was in Boston. This was a couple years ago, and back then my set was very confusing, I will admit. I had that joke about having sex with a bird, then I had a joke about going on a date with my boyfriend, and then I had a joke about my wife. It's very confusing, I admit. Raised a lot of questions, like, where does he find the time? After the show, I go outside, and there are these two tough Boston guys out there smoking cigarettes the way you throw darts, like this. Using every finger on their hand like they're hiding the flame from a sniper. I don't know why that looks so tough to me, but it does. Big guy and a little guy, and the big guy is furious. He's screaming, first he's screwing a bird, then he's dating a guy, then he's married to a girl. I can't figure this guy out. And I think he was talking about me. And I wish his little friend had piped up and said, such a bewildering series of reversals. It was almost like he was joking or something. First he says, knock, knock. Then I says, who's there? But there's no door. I can't figure this guy out. Why'd the chicken cross the road? What am I, a bird psychologist? No, you ain't, Lou. You're a plumber. Yeah. I think when he said, I can't figure this guy out, what he really meant was, should I beat him up for being gay? I don't know. He's got a boyfriend that's gay. He's got a wife that's straight. The tiebreaker is his bird. Let's hear how the joke ends. I was afraid he was going to beat me up.